But we're going to be banning people coming in from certain African nations, and also probably following those protocols much more closely. The important thing here is while we see words like fear, panic, alarm in the headlines, we need to put it all in context, and we hope to do that with our good friend Dr. Matthew Sims, who is the infectious disease specialist at Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. Dr. Sims, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about your meter this morning. We see words like alarm, fear, concern. How would you characterize how you're feeling this morning when you look at this variant that's coming in from South Africa?
I think concern is a good word, significant concern. I mean, we've talked about this many times, and one of the things I've said frequently is for another variant to take over from Delta, it has to either be spreading faster or affecting people who weren't affected before, such as those who are vaccinated or those who have had COVID before. And that's what we're worried about here, that this is going to spread faster, take over from Delta. That it has enough changes in the spike protein that the vaccine may not work as well. That's our concern. We don't have answers to those questions yet.
That's the important thing. There's so much that we don't know that we don't have answers for yet. We do know that the initial cases of Omicron have been minor to moderate in South Africa, but it's probably too early to take comfort in that, isn't it?
It is, here's the thing. In, South Africa, just like the United States, has a surveillance program where they sequence so many of the isolates. And, South Africa is where the beta variant came from. And for a long time, almost all the cases there were beta. Delta had pretty much taken that over at this point because Delta spread faster than beta. Well, in the last week or so, a large number of the cases that were sequenced were this new Omicron variant, which implies that it's spreading faster than Delta.
Right.
In terms of how sick it makes people, it's just too early to tell. The real sickness, the severe sickness usually comes days to a week or so after a person starts coming down with symptoms. And, of course, death follows a little beyond that. So we don't know yet, is this going to be a milder form or the same or more serious?
How effective are these travel bans, given the fact that we do already have mitigation procedures in place requiring vaccination or a negative COVID test for anybody coming into this country?
Yeah, at best, they are going to slow things down. The fact is, there's at least a pretty good chance that it's already here, right? The travel has been occurring, and we know that even with the requirement for vaccination, even with the requirement for negative testing, a certain number of people get through who actually are infected by COVID because their test is still a little too early to turn positive or because they have a breakthrough from the vaccination. And that's, what's been going on sort of all over the world, right? Certain number of cases of people who have traveled from Africa, and they're almost, as far as I know, they are exclusively people who have traveled from Africa or, had significant contacts, have appeared in various countries, Israel, you mentioned, and there are two in Canada. We haven't reported any yet here in the United States, but again, this was just a big holiday weekend here in the United States, so I'm not sure how much sequencing was going on since Thanksgiving.
Right.
So it's quite possible that, the labs will start firing up their sequencers today and start finding cases.
Well, they've confirmed cases in the UK and Belgium,
Right,
and what we
right.
know, just the way the virus travels is the way humans travel. And we know that there was a lot of
Exactly.
travel over the Thanksgiving holiday, internationally as well as domestically. In terms of the mRNA vaccines, we know that the beauty of them is that you can tailor them. You can customize them to battle specific strains or variants. But this is going to take time. What's a reasonable explanation to place on Pfizer and Moderna to have something in place if this does become a problematic variant?
You know, that's a great question, and really it's almost a key question here. As you said, the real benefit of these mRNA vaccines over the old style vaccines is you don't have to grow virus. You can just churn out a new sequence. Moderna made a statement that they think that they can have a new vaccine ready in a month.
Wow.
Pfizer said 100 days. Now, I don't know that they're getting it to the same point, right? So Moderna may have just been talking about we've got it ready in vials. Pfizer might have been talking about having a certain amount of testing. The real question is, going forward with new variant vaccines, is the FDA going to require new, like, large-scale testing, like we had with
Right.
the original vaccines, or are they going to treat it more like flu vaccine, where we know how the vaccine works, we know that it's safe, we know that in general you make it this way and you get immunity? Are they going to just say, make it the way you make, like you would have made a new flu vaccine, make it, do the basic testing you need to do to show that people make antibodies when they get it, to show that those antibodies neutralize, and to show that it appears to be safe in a
Right.
reasonable number of people, and then put it out on the market? And if we want to get ahead of these things, that's what we're going to have to do. Now,
Very
it's up
quickly,
to the
Matt,
FDA to
I
say if
want
it's safe enough.
to. I'm
Go
about
on,
to
I'm
run out
sorry.
of time here, but for those of that are on the sidelines deciding when and how to get a booster, this may give them pause to say, "Well, I'm going to wait for the I'm going to wait for the Omicron booster to come before getting it." Should they be
You know,
waiting
that's
90
exactly the
days to
wrong
get that
thing to
booster?
do. That's
It
exactly the
is
wrong
wrong.
thing to
Why?
do. What we have right now in the United States is 99.9% Delta. We know that you need to get a booster to keep your immunity to Delta up. I've just been in the hospital for the last week. I've
Yeah.
saw almost no patients who were vaccinated, but the few I did see were either immunosuppressed, meaning they're not going to make a good response anyway,
Right.
or were people who were vaccinated fully but hadn't yet gotten the booster.
Well, and what we do know, there's so much we don't know about Omicron. We don't know what kind of threat it really poses, but the threat of overcapacity hospitals is one that we do know about, and that must be taken seriously, as they are at 85% capacity statewide and overcapacity in specific systems. Dr. Sims, have a wonderful week. Thank you for your time, sir.
Happy to be here, guy.